Welcome back to the Knowledge Hub podcast. Did you know the market for custom software is projected to grow from around $43 billion in 2024 to over $146 billion by 2030? That's more than tripling in just 6 years. For a startup, that number represents a massive opportunity, but also immense pressure to build something and build it fast. The problem is, the wrong kind of speed can be fatal. Rushing can lead to a product that needs a painful, expensive rewrite just as you start to get traction. The real goal isn't just to move fast, it's to learn fast. And that's where the idea of the minimum viable product, or MVP, comes in. An MVP isn't about building a cheap version of your final product. It's about answering one critical question. Does anyone actually want this? You build only the absolute core features needed to solve a single, specific problem for your first users. This approach gets your idea in front of real people sooner, so you can gather feedback, validate your assumptions, and adjust your roadmap before you've spent a year building something in the dark. The second key idea is to resist the urge to over-engineer your tech stack. It's tempting to use the newest, most talked-about framework, but that can be a trap. An obscure or overly complex stack makes it harder and more expensive to hire developers. For most startups, the smart move is to start with reliable, well-supported technologies like Python or JavaScript with a standard database like PostgreSQL. The goal is to get a working product to market, not to build a perfect, infinitely scalable system from day one. You can always refactor and improve the architecture later, once you have revenue and real data showing you where the bottlenecks are. Finally, let's talk about outsourcing. Many founders think of it as just a way to save money, but its real value is speed and focus. Instead of spending months trying to hire for a specialized skill you need right now, like mobile development or cloud security, outsourcing gives you instant access to an experienced team. This frees up the founders to concentrate on what's most important in the early days: talking to customers, refining the vision, and building the business side of the company. Building a startup isn't just about moving fast, it's about learning fast, and your software is your most important learning tool.